KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, many of us have been glued to either the TV screen watching the news or social media with various videos. Recently, I mean, there's just so much going on around the globe, whether it's huge earthquakes in South America or along the Pacific Rim, to be quite honest. Fires in areas like near Spokane, Washington, the flooding and the devastation in Northwest Indiana, and maybe more recently, I don't know even how to articulate what I saw in way of a flash flood in Nepal and the devastation that it has caused. Now, a ministry that already in Nepal and having an impact there, as well as other parts of Asia and in Africa, GFA World. And joining us, Bishop Daniel with GFA World, a friend of this ministry. And you, as a regular listener, will be very familiar with Bishop Daniel and the work that GFA World is doing. Bishop Daniel, thanks for taking the time to bring us up to speed on ministry in Nepal. And walk through some of what happened there. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's begin with, as I mentioned, GFA World. This not only GFA World already in Nepal, but we'll get to how the recent disaster impacted the work that's going on there, but what kind of work was already going on there in Nepal?
Well, you know, over the years, we've had hundreds of supported national missionaries there, churches in every part of Nepal. Also, we've been doing relief work from the time that there was the major earthquake that took place, you know, many years ago, which rocked all of Nepal. Millions of people displaced. And then, you know, during the COVID season where the entire country was locked down, Nepal thrives on tourism. So that really just hurt the country terribly. But we were able to continue helping people even during that time. So our, you know, our hope and goal is always that we can bring the love of Christ to people practically and tangibly. No matter what the season is, whether there is a crisis or not a crisis, our heart is always the same, to know Christ and to make him known. And especially right now during this crisis of this flood that took place, you know, our people immediately jumped in to help because they were already in those areas. And so by God's grace, we've been able to reach out to so many people, not just with material goods of relief, but prayer and counsel and helping them really to have hope once again when everything has been lost in their life.
Yeah, well, and you know, I remember hearing on reports after this devastating disaster, how it might be very, you know, recovery efforts and what have you. I mean, the truth is what occurred, although, you know, looking at some of the videos may look like water, there was an awful lot of mud, and mud so different from other things that people would end up being buried under. I mean, there's no places, you know, pockets of air. So many souls were lost in the midst of this. How was GFA World's team impacted when... And let me clarify for those, you know, if somehow people missed it, my understanding was a portion of a glacier fell into the water below it and sent the wall of water down through what it looked like to me, a valley with villages and other structures, you know, right there on the water line.
Yeah, you know, it was just a little bit over a week ago, part of a glacier broke off, and this is the northern part of Nepal, which kind of borders China, Tibet, India. And most people know Nepal as the place where, you know, the Himalayas are, Mount Everest, people go for trekking. But a glacier broke off and caused a massive flood, mudslide, like cement, basically just catastrophically going through the valley. And this was the issue. There was no torrential rains. There was no warning. It was something, just a normal, you know, everyday situation that this happened. And most of these communities and villages build their communities near water sources. So they're down in the valley near the river. And so this just massive wall of mud and debris, if people have watched the videos, you know, destroying bridges, just leveling everything in its path. Some places covered by 10, 20, 30 feet of mud even now. You know, I was just talking to our leader there in Nepal just literally about 5 minutes ago, just asking him what's going on and how we can be praying. And he was saying the estimated death toll right now is 1,200, and there's over 5,000 still missing. And, you know, there are just so many, many people that still have not received any kind of help, no relief yet, because the roads are washed out. It's almost impossible to get to some of these areas. One of our teams reached a group of people that had been waiting for a while. Instead of a 2.5 hour drive, it was a 12 hour drive to get there. So it's just, it's really, really complicated and difficult. He was telling us that they sent some of our people to scout out, you know, the land in a sense, to see where are the families and individuals that are still waiting for any kind of relief work. And the other day he told me they identified 70 families. This morning, he told me just a few minutes ago, there's over 85 families now that are in need of relief. And so there's a team going to bring food and clothing and blankets and cooking vessels and the ability to cook their food to these 85 families. And there's just such dire need right now because they're in such remote areas of the mountainside. I remember, you know, trekking with some of our people to visit some of our churches and some of our people, and it was a casual 7 hour walk to just get to one of the churches. This is, you know, so you can imagine all the roads washed out, how difficult it is to literally carry all the goods by hand to these places. And so, you know, our people are jumping in right away. Some of our priests lost everything. The believers lost everything. And then immediately they're jumping in to help bring hope and healing through prayer and relief work. This is exactly what happened with the tsunami in Sri Lanka. This is what happened with the earthquake in Nepal. And what most people don't realize is in Sri Lanka, our people were helping clean out water wells for the next 6 years. So when everyone else has kind of forgotten about Nepal and the situation, our people will still be there. Our national missionaries will still be bringing hope and healing to the people of Nepal for the years to come, because we want to bring the love of Christ to these communities.
Yeah, and you bring up something that I think is very important, the staying power of the ministry at GFA World, wherever they are, because GFA World's practice is to bring up indigenous missionaries, to bring the love of Christ to those who are there, and then train those who are there to fill these positions in the ministry. And like you said, Bishop Daniel, when so many ministries have come in and they've left, although that, you know, co-laboring is so much appreciated, as so many ministries coming alongside the victims of this devastation. But just hitting home the fact, GFA World missionaries, they're there. They were there before it happened. They're there through this, and they'll be there after. And gfaworld.org is the website to go to. I'm actually on the website right now, and at the top of the page, it's a banner. It reads, "Flash flooding has devastated Nepal. National missionaries are responding. Please pray and help provide relief." We do hope you'll prayerfully consider your part in the relief efforts, and head to gfaworld.org and keep updated as well, not only on what's going on in Nepal, but the ministry of GFA World in general. We're just about out of time, Bishop Daniel, but before we go, I want to remind our listeners, you know, here we are, it's already September, and typically November, December, that's when the KLYT listener is, you know, for several years, they're in the habit of being a part of the Christmas Critter campaign. That's just around the corner, and want to remind the listeners to be prayerfully considering their part in that. That brings so many great opportunities for the national missionaries in different parts of the world to reach out to the people in their community with, you know, not only gifts coming from the KLYT listeners and listeners from other stations around the country. But as they receive these gifts, the national ministry or the national missionaries having wonderful opportunity to verbally share the love of Christ in addition to a gift that shows that as well. As we put a button here on our conversation, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to go to gfaworld.org and learn more about how they can pray for Nepal, how they can help with the relief work. Also, my father wrote a book called Revolution World Missions, over 4 million in print. It'll ruin everyone's life if you read it. But it goes into what you were talking about national missionaries, how they are so impactful in the areas that they are at because they are in the community, they know the language, they know the culture. And by God's grace, we've literally seen in some of the most difficult places in the world, these national missionaries committed to bringing the hope of Christ to their own people, and what an effectiveness they have. But I would challenge every church in America this coming Sunday, take 2 minutes out of the service and pray for Nepal. Let us not forget those who are suffering around the world. Go to gfaworld.org and you can learn more and also see how your life can make an impact in the light of eternity.
All right. Bishop Daniel, brother, we all so much appreciate your time and the work being done at GFA World. And we'll actually, as we head towards Christmas Critter Campaign, we'd love to get you back on and walk through some of what's happening with that later in the fall. But thank you for the work through GFA World and the relief going on in Nepal, even as we speak. God bless you, brother, and we'll look forward to having you on again real soon.
Thank you so much, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.